When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath. I want to put you in context a bit, so that you know what happened. Jesus comes to a place where there was a pool. That place was called the Pool of Bethesda. There, in this pool, sick people came because sometimes an angel came down to move the waters, and everyone who fell into the water first received healing. This was a unique opportunity that not everyone could take advantage of unless suddenly someone with a problem in his legs. So when Jesus arrives at that place, he sees many waiting for the movement of the water. It was a custom to be there. Some were healed, others had to wait a turn. However, they did not lose faith that one day they could obtain that healing, to the point that we find in history a paralyzed man. The Bible does not mention his name, but he does mention that he was 38 years ill. We must understand something. After 38 years, this man's illness was already a way of life. No one had ever helped him, because he practically had no hope of becoming healthy. For every time the water sounded, he tried to crawl and someone else get in before him and receiving healing. How many turns has this man waited? How many opportunities? Perhaps to say there is no hope. Perhaps that is your condition today. As long as you have waited, you say there is no hope, it is all over. Maybe for him or for his family, his situation seemed to have no solution, as you may feel today. But when you feel trapped in a problem, do not lose hope, because God can help you. This man never thought to leave what will happen to him next. He always thought that the way to receive healing was through the moving of the waters through an angel. He got used to thinking that that was the only way. The only one, as perhaps we get used to certain ways of doing things, because we consider that that is the only way it can happen. We lock ourselves completely and forget that if we do trust God, God is the giver of life. And while we think of one way of doing things, God has a totally different one, which we never think about, and through which He works and performs His miracles. Today, I want to tell you that it is necessary to learn to make a stop in life and evaluate how our life has been in our own way. What result have we obtained? Perhaps, like this man for 38 years, lying prostrate on a stretcher waiting for a miracle to happen. I don't know how many more years he was going to wait. That is why when Jesus approached him, Jesus only asked him a question. He says, "Do you want to be healthy? Will you like to regain your health?" The first thing that came to this man's mind is, "I can't, because every time I want to get into the pool, someone else comes first." He had already conditioned himself in that it was the only way. God always has a different way of doing things. And it is not how we think. Our mind is conditioned to the limited. It is conditioned even to those who in our own strength we can reach. But that is why He is God, because He is not conditioned to our strengths. He is not conditioned to our time. He is not conditioned to what nature says. He is not conditioned to the prognosis and diagnosis of man. On the contrary, everything that was created is conditioned to what He says. God always has a different way of doing things, but we have to learn to want to do things God's way and not our way. We have a serious problem, and it is that we like to be in control of all things. But until today, that you have tried to be in control, what have you gotten? What have you been able to solve? Where have you arrived? Perhaps you say, with the sweat of my forehead, I have been able to achieve all things. But in the blink of an eye, you can lose them, and then you have achieved nothing. Doing things our way costs us. Doing things our way, my dear friends, does not lead us to solve anything. This man had conditioned himself in what was the only way. He felt alone, but he had kept hope. So when Jesus asked him, "Will you like to get healed? Will you like to get well?" After listening to him, Jesus told him, "There is another way, boy." After 38 years, no one had told him to stand up, take your stretcher, and walk. No one had dared to pray for him. No one had told him, "God heals you." It seems that it is easier to get used to the routine. It is easier to get used to tradition, to what we already know by tradition, to break with that tradition and open ourselves to the new, to what God wants to lead us. The Bible says that God renews His mercies on us. There is something new from God every day, but the much we avoid it, we ignore it. Because we trust more in what we know, we get into the routine and we consider that if it is not of this way, nothing can happen. But I come to disturb you a little, to give you different news. There is another way, and God has it. That is why Jesus, after hearing his excuse that he was focused on that he could not be healed because no one was helping him to get into the pool. The owner of the pool appeared, the owner of miracles appeared, and now he was telling him, "There is another way." Jesus told him, "Stand up, take your mat and walk." How willing are you to see the glory of God? How willing are you to see God act? The only way that can happen is by understanding that His way is better than my way. It is understanding that there are things that only God can do, that I cannot do. And for this to happen in His own way, for things to happen, I need to surrender my will, my heart, so that He acts, to let go so that God gets. Surrender control of my life to God so that He will take it. And once you have done it, do not meddle in what God is going to do. Do not question. All you need is to listen so that you receive the direction of what God wants you to do. When you surrender your will to God and give control of all things to God, God is going to show you that there is another way. Now, after you surrender your life to God, you must be willing to obey by faith. Not because of what your senses dictate to you, but because of faith. Why? Jesus told him, "There is another way," but how much are you willing to believe? If you believe in God and you believe that He is a miracle worker and you believe that His way is better, then listen, pay attention to what Jesus said to him. Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. What was this man's illness? 38 years without being able to walk. How do you say to someone, after 38 years, after considering his illness as part of his life, how do you tell someone after 38 years, "Take your stretcher and walk"? This seems impossible, and it is. When God is going to give you a word in His own way, you must consider that human logic is not going to understand it. Maybe God is going to make you to do things that you have never done before. because you consider that you are not prepared for that. But if God is opening that door for you, it is because He has called you. He has prepared you, sends you, and supports you. Stop trusting what you know. Stop trusting what you have. Start to trust more in the Lord. And when He gives you the command, don't question, just obey. Even if God is breaking the structure and the way you did it, God always has a different way. Let yourself be surprised before the Lord. Sometimes we live so loaded, so finished, so worried, we stop living life because we consider that in our way we can conquer. Today, God tells you to surrender everything because in His way it is better. You have tried to restore your marriage. It has not been possible. Begin to hear that God's way is better. This man has been suffering for 38 years. You could tell me that you have a year, 5 years, 10 years with a divorce, with a problem in your marriage, or an illness, or a debt. What do I know? What is the mat on which you are lying down, which is reminding you that there have been so many years of misery, pain, illness, rejection, anguish, that although you go to church and worship God, you have not been able to let go of that oppression and you have such a great burden. Today, Jesus asks you, do you want to be free? Do you want to be healthy? Then listen, here comes the challenge from God. Stand up. How do you tell a paralytic to stand up? It's up to you to believe that word. Today, God tells you to stand up. Change your position. Get up from that mat that can be a financial mat, an illness one, problems at home, in your relationship. Today, the Lord tells you, get up. Lord, it has been so many years that I tried and it always hurts. I have not been able. Today, the Lord is giving you a word. And when God gives a word, it does not return to Him empty. It is enough to listen to Him and being obedient. Get up. Then you go to take your mat that serves as a testimony to show the world what only God could do. And then what comes is to take this step. Walk. Get up. Change your position. Grab what reminded you of your past so that you show that only God could transform them. God could heal you and then begin to walk, begin to advance. When this man heard what Jesus said, the Bible says that the man was healed instantly. He rolled up his stretcher and began to walk instantly. I just want to tell you, you have already tried. Now let God take care. In His own way, it is better. And also, many question what you are hearing from God. Just focus on what God is saying to you and be obedient. Because if you believe today, you will see the glory of God. Always remember, God has a better way of doing things. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us the importance of truly trusting. Lord, not only in words, that this trust that we manifest be shown by resting in you and by recognizing that only in you is the best way, that there is still hope and that no matter how many years life has marked for us, you always have a way to make the impossible happen. Today, we let go our pride, Lord. We let go what we have learned and we trust in you. Lord, help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to give you all the control, to let go of all the control, so that you lead everything in our life, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation over the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. God's way is much better. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. click on subscribe, and if you have social networks, I invite you to follow me on Instagram. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC. I send you a big hug. Blessings.